Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Come on, girls. Hey, girls. Here we go.
Happy goats, delicious cheese, wonderful life.
On the next edition of On the Job from Express Employment Professionals, meet a couple transforming their work lives, trying to keep their goats and customers happy. Find On the Job at expresspros.com/podcast or search for it on the iHeartRadio app or find it wherever you find your podcasts. The Bobby
Bones Show. It's the post-show, pre-show. We record this before you get to hear the rest of the show, but it's after the show. I don't even know if that ever makes sense.
It makes sense.
We recorded this after the show you're about to hear is over.
But it
goes before. Let me say this. I had this whole show, you won't hear it. I don't know if you hear it or not, but I was really sick. Like, I was hanging out in the bathroom. I never leave the studio.
You were visiting the trash can every time.
Yeah, and I went to the bathroom a lot and just hung out and would run back.
Yeah.
So just know that as you hear the show.
You fought through it, man.
I hope you feel my pain. I'm doing the post show now.
Dang.
Amy just came back in.
Yep. I'm fine. I'm not sick. I was in the restroom, but not sick.
I'm not sick. I had to have like stomach sick.
You what?
Like stomach sick.
I know.
Oof. You think they're the cheesecake cubes?
No,
because I think more people would be sick.
I don't think it's that. I think I have something wrong with me. Probably deadly.
Oh, no.
Deadly.
Yeah, so we're going to hit the show now. Thank you. And the race between Lunchbox and Eddie and all that crap. All right. Bye.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
So, Lunchbox is having a baby in August, right?
Yes, yeah. August 29th is the due date.
Due date is in you're going to induce if you have to? Is it coming out natural?
It's supposed to come out natural. Okay. Just whenever they say due date, that's what the doctor says, is it's due that day. Mm. I don't know what it means.
So, late August.
Yeah.
Okay.
Baby box update.
And what's happening with that?
Oh, man, nothing. We celebrated Easter this past weekend. I was nice enough. I got my to-be child an Easter basket.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Oh, what do you mean?
I got him. I got the child the Easter basket.
So, Eddie got your unborn child the Easter basket?
Eddie's wife got my child an Easter basket.
Why does he do
going,
this?
It keeps going links and links away.
Oh my
yeah, that Eddie's so taking credit. He didn't do it.
So your wife gave... That's cute. That's sweet. Thoughtful.
So your wife gave his wife an Easter basket.
It was just, yeah, cute.
You two aren't
joke.
Even in the equation.
No, not really.
Okay.
But I didn't know. I was trying to get some credit.
So I heard that you failed home ec back in the day.
Well, yes, I took parenting something or some other in the high school, and you had to take one of those crying babies for extra credit. And my brother's friend, Jimmy Hall, were in the library before school, and he snuck up behind, took the baby, and he punted it across the library.
Your baby.
My baby.
Yeah.
So the librarian wrote a note to my teacher, Ms. Farmer. Ms. Farmer got it, and instead of getting extra credit, I got like a bad grade on the project.
So your baby was punted.
Yes, across the library by Jimmy Hall. Thanks, Jimmy.
Did you fail the class?
No, I didn't fail the class, but I didn't get as good a grade as I should have.
Will you guard your future baby from any punting?
Yeah, I should be able to do a little bit better job. Someone probably won't punt it, but Jimmy is a couple years older than me. Thought it was funny. I was trying to copy someone's homework real quick before school started. And
took your eye off the baby.
I wasn't paying attention to the baby. And I realized then, you always got to pay attention to the baby.
That's it.
Yeah, so hopefully no one tries to punt my baby.
There you go.
Baby Box Update.
By the way, Lunchbox and Eddie race today. The big race.
Yeah!
Eddie runs frontward.
I feel good.
Lunchbox runs backward.
I feel better.
They get a 1 mile race. They're competing for cash, for themselves, and for charity. What if you want? What if I said you keep both of it for yourself?
Would okay.
You,
oh, even more.
Oh, never mind. Never mind.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's like, let's do it right now with my pants on. I'll race them right now.
Okay, that's
with your
of,
pants on?
Remember when Lunchbox was going to punch Morgan number two?
Oh, yeah. In, the yeah. In my jeans.
Oh, jeans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, Eddie. Threw me off with your pants. I was like, so you're running with your pants?
Okay, let's get started here. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Listen to this one here. There's a 17-year-old kid named Michael Brown from Houston. He applied to 20, and he went 1 to 20 of the best colleges in the United States. And he was admitted to every single one of them with a full ride. Over $250,000 in scholarships. I was just thinking about us, though.
It's crazy.
Like, did you apply anywhere?
I have one place, and wait, I didn't get in.
Wait, what?
I'm the exact opposite of that.
So where did you apply?
Texas A&M.
And you didn't get
in?
It's
the only place I wanted to go. Didn't get in.
So,
which,
but then
not
later,
a shocker.
Later you did, though.
Later, I just didn't really, my GPA, I was more of a social butterfly. Didn't,
oh,
I
did
mean,
you apply for that scholarship, the social butterfly scholarship?
No, but I didn't get in, and it's where my sister was, and I was like, oh, this is devastating. And plus, I was really embarrassed because all my friends applied to like all these Ivy League schools, and of course, they all got in. And so I moved to College Station, so it's basically like I went there, but I went to Blinn for my first year, my freshman year, and I was so determined. I left there with a 3.9 GPA and got into Texas A&M like that. And I was like, my sophomore year, I was over at A&M.
Lunchbox, you applied for?
The University of Texas at San Antonio because it didn't have an essay, and my mom filled out the application.
Oh, so you never actually applied for anything yourself?
No, I never applied for anything. My mom was like, what about UTSA? And I was like, sounds good to me. She got the application, filled it out, and sent it in, and that's how I got into college.
UTSA, also known as the Harvard of San Antonio.
That's right. And what about you, Mr. Bobby Bones?
He probably is like that kid, 20.
Yeah,
20
Harvard.
I was going to get a Yale, but decided. No.
First of all, you're all being rude.
Oh, sorry.
Secondly, I was lucky enough. I took the ACT in seventh grade, and I nailed it in seventh grade.
Yeah. Oh, so you went to Columbia.
No. I was going to go to Arkansas, and then I got a job in radio when I was right in high school, into high school. And so then I didn't go into Henderson State because it was an hour away. But there's no crazy story. But I did rock that ACT, though. Whew.
I didn't. And I took the SAT three times.
Oh, I took it one time. Got a 10-10. Got those four digits. I was good to go. Didn't care.
Was that it? Four digits, you're good?
Yeah, that's all I cared about. 10-10, I was out of there. Woo-hoo! One time. Mom filled out the application, but I did get a scholarship, so props to me.
For your SAT?
No.
Austin Livestock and Rodeo.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, but you don't know anything about livestock or rodeo.
No. It was because I was in so many clubs in high school. It was about involvement, and I would just sign up for clubs and never go to the meetings, just pay the $10 due so I could put it on my applications. So
kids. It's not the show to listen to mimic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don't be like this guy.
Well, I got a scholarship.
What? Or this girl. I didn't do anything wrong.
I didn't say anything about you. I just looked over at you. I was just going to say something else. Well, okay, let's
I know. If anything, I showed that if you apply yourself, which I clearly didn't in high school, but that 1 year at Blinn when I left there with a 3.9, clearly all I needed to do was...
And then you graduated, right?
From A&M?
Yeah.
Yes. 5 years after.
That's okay. That's okay.
Amy admitted later on in the show, like many, many years ago, I didn't graduate college.
That's okay, but you're a doctor, though, now.
But I, But okay. I went back and completed the 3 hours, and I have my diploma. It says 2008, but better late than never.
All right, we got to go to the news. Ray's standing by with the news. Ray, over to you, buddy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Two small planes collided at an Indiana airport last night, killing two firefighters. One plane was landing, the other was taking off. In lottery news in New Jersey, we're still waiting for the winner to come forward. They reviewed surveillance footage and said the winner is a male and a regular customer, but that's all they told us. The winner has a year to come forward. And finally, congrats to Villanova on winning National Basketball Championship. They beat Michigan 79-62 last night.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I'll play a song from the beginning. Just give me the first line of the song.
Okay.
So, for example, it's Kelsey Ballerini Dibs. Okay. It'll stop when it's time to give me the lyrics.
Yeah, boy.
That's a different song.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That one would have been, I Know Everybody Wants You.
I Know Everybody Wants You.
Yeah, of course.
That ain't no secret.
Hey. Okay. Yeah, oh, boy. Now you got
this
it.
This song's harder than you would think.
It is.
Okay.
Peter Pan. Oh, that wasn't Peter Pan.
No. Okay, the game starts now. Amy, ready?
Ready.
Zach Brown Band, Chicken Fried. First line.
Well, a little bit.
No.
I mean, you're actually close, well, but that's not it. No.
Oh,
you know, well, I'm a chicken fried.
Oh, no.
Go beer on a Friday night.
Lunchbox.
I'm ready.
You're going to get BB Rexha and Florida Georgia Line, Meant to Be.
Yep.
First line.
Girl, it's meant to be.
Oh, man.
Baby, lay on back and relax.
Of course I knew that
close.
One.
What?
He acts like, oh, so close.
No. Girl.
All right, Eddie, ready?
Come on.
Lady Annabelle and Bartender. First line.
Sitting up with my telephone at home.
8 o'clock on Friday night, I'm still at home.
Oh, you weren't even close.
That was, oh, I said
you
home.
You got the word
home. Home, okay.
And she was obviously at home at 8 o'clock.
Amy for the win.
You're going to do this,
give
are
her
you?
George
Strait.
Karen, you're loving with me for the win.
Oh.
You better home run this one, Amy.
I don't know, guys. Baby, all I got's this beat up leather bag.
Baby, all I got's
I can keep
this
going.
Beat up leather
Look at that.
Bag.
Let her go. All right, go ahead, Abe. Go ahead.
And everything I own don't fill a bag.
Look at that.
Man.
Killer.
But don't you worry about okay, what I got. All I got, I mean.
All I care about is getting back to you.
Here we go. Lunch, Eddie. Drink a beer. Luke Bryan.
Oh.
If you got it, do it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Go for it, lunch.
And if he misses it, I win.
I got the call today.
When I got the news today.
So close.
Amy, you're the winner.
There you go.
Nice.
There she goes again.
You guys got to start stretching for that race later.
Oh, yeah. I'm loose.
I like how Eddie does a shimmy, like that's stretching him out right there. He goes, yeah,
stretch my back a little bit.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones
Show.
All right, time for your positivity now. A little tell me something good around the room.
Tell me something good.
Amy, you're up first.
A scrap metal worker has become a hero after saving a 4-year-old boy who was choking on a marble. He saw the mom, like, in distress, like, help, I can't save my son, he's not breathing. Well, luckily, this dude had just finished a first aid course, like, 2 days before, and he put the boy across his knee, slapped his back 5 times, did compressions to his chest and back until the marble popped out.
Wow.
That's scary, man.
Yeah, right place, right time. And it's crazy that he just finished his course 2 days before he saw this.
Here's this. There's a new app that connects people with severe allergies to other allergy sufferers, not for dating, but for an EpiPen nearby.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. That's huge.
First, I was like, is that like Farmers Only, where you find other people that are allergic to things?
Yeah.
You can bond. But no, it's if you're like, oh, I'm breaking out, or you're swelling up, you find somebody that can help you with that. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's called Epimada, the app. E-P-I-Mada. Epimada, that's cool. Tell me something good, babe.
Miss Peters was at an NBA basketball game. It's the Philadelphia 76ers, and she gets chosen to be in one of those games on the court where she had to make a bunch of free throws, see how many she could make in 30 seconds. Well, lo and behold, she didn't know it. Behind her boyfriend is on one knee, so when the contest is over, she turns around, and he proposes marriage. There wasn't even a game. They just put her out there to get the setup. He gets down and says, will you marry me? And the crowd goes crazy.
Wow.
And they say, I do.
All right. Thank you.
I do.
Very animated.
There it is. Thank you, Lunchbox. That is the sweet story. I saw it, though, because she was shooting, and she turned around to run back, and he's just there on the knee. And she's like, And then she said yes, of course.
That's why I said.
Yeah. It was good. You did a good job,
man.
Babe. Yeah, good job, babe. All right.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Just watching your Insta stories, Amy, and I guess you took the kids to... like a trampoline park?
Yes.
And you didn't get hurt?
No. I've jumped. I'm a little sore.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah. And there was times where I got a little scared. Like I got maybe, you know, you just get excited and you start doing everything. And then, yeah, you're like, oh, I probably shouldn't do that.
So the trampoline park is all these trampolines. One time, Lunchbox's wife like broke her ankle.
We were there for four jumps, and she landed on like the metal part in between the two squares.
Yeah, there's spacers.
And there goes her ankle, and she's down. And I looked at my buddy. I said, is she being for real right now? Like, it took us longer to fill out the waiver form than we got to jump on the jumping trampolines. And so I had to carry her out to the car and take her home, and everybody else stayed and had a good old time. Next day, they're like, oh, we played dodgeball, we played basketball, because they have hoops in certain areas.
It's fun.
And I had to go after four jumps.
Yeah, but why are you not concerned about her? Right? Like, I don't hear anything about
her. She broke her ankle,
pain.
Right?
No, man, she ruined his party.
I could not believe it.
How old were you?
This was last year.
Oh, you were
year.
A kid.
30 maybe?
Oh. Yeah.
So, 6 years ago, how do you do it? Four jumps. I mean, I could not, and I was like, okay, she can just sit out and I can jump.
Oh, even hurt.
Yes, but her ankle swelled up pretty bad. It was real bad. She did some damage, and I mean, we've never gone back either. She won't go back. Four jumps.
I was watching your Insta story, and I saw your husband swinging Amy into the foam pit.
Yeah, they have this like awesome swing thing, and you jump into this pit of foam that you know is just
germ-filled
and disgusting. I got pushed into it. I didn't even want to jump into that. I wanted to do the little trapeze thing, but I didn't want to land in the nasty foam, but I got pushed in, and I was like, oh, this is so gross.
Yeah, for sure.
I wanted to shower.
You're just jumping right into the flu.
Mm-hmm.
just swing. Because you swing, and then you fall off into the foam.
Yes. It does look fun.
But the trample, all that stuff's gross. Just kids' hands, right? Are you immune yet? If you get
sick? They give you special socks to jump in that are yours to keep.
Yeah, I'm talking about hands, though.
Oh, I didn't, like, jump on my hands.
No. you touch things.
Yeah. That is true. I mean, you just need to, like, take sanitizer and just go in knowing if you get sick, you get sick.
But you're not hurt.
No, I was shocked.
So are we.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So last week's Roseanne premiere got bigger numbers than we originally heard. When you add in DVR views and repeat airing, that number of 18.5 million viewers goes all the way up to 29.4 million people watching that show. Jesse James Decker and her husband Eric welcomed their third child, a boy. They named him Forrest Bradley Decker. So congratulations to them. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lee County, Florida. Two guys decided they would order a pizza so they could steal the pizza delivery driver's car. So they call the pizza to a house. They wait for him to go up to the door. They run up, jump in the car, get it in reverse. and it's standard. They couldn't get it back in first gear, so they only got it about one block down the road. They jumped out and ran. Police caught him a block later.
I think I would have PTSD if I was a pizza guy and I got jumped. Like, really?
Yeah, no, seriously.
Like, I don't think I could do that anymore. If someone jumped me or tried to steal my car, every time,
yeah,
I'd be worried about that. And also, you should probably, again, you know the room and know that when you get in it, if it's a standard, you shouldn't even start.
Right, you should just
because
leave.
Because once you start, you've then attempted to steal a car. And if you just get in and get out, you didn't.
Oh, good
car.
Point.
Yeah, yeah, I just got in the wrong car.
You just ordered a pizza and take that guy's
dang
car. Yeah, yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Yeah.
BobbyBones.com.
The world's largest Chick-fil-A is opening up in New York City. 12,000 square feet, five stories, seating for 140 people, an open-air rooftop, two kitchens. It's their fifth in New York City, but it is massive.
It's massive.
Five stories. Wow. In case you haven't heard of the Raging Idiots hit song Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I think this gets us in the mood here for a little Chick-fil-A story.
I want Chick-fil-A, but it's Sunday. I want the fries and a little waffle, but now I'm feeling awful.
By the way, the restaurant will be closed on Sundays, in case you're wondering. Yeah.
But it's Sunday. Yeah, the one day that you aren't open is the one day that I was hoping to get Chick-fil-A.
I saw the Chick-fil-A, I think it's the fourth biggest fast food restaurant now.
It's amazing. I rank it up there. My husband and I were having a talk about that. He chose Taco Bell, I chose Chick-fil-A.
Well, for me, it's always been the regional part of it more so than how good it is.
Oh.
Because it's always been really great, but they just, I don't believe that you can open one unless you work there. I think if you're opening a Chick-fil-A, you have to run it and open it. And it's hard to get one. You can't.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they're very selective about who they. Because I would get one and just start serving on Sunday. I go rogue. I'd be Chick-fil-A rogue on it. I'd be like, all right, I'm the one. Come on. So that, I said this yesterday. It was my birthday. And I'm much happier about my birthday after it's over.
Oh, for sure. On the whiteboard inside your office, you went from a zero yesterday, yeah, your birthday, to a 6.5 today.
Yeah, and the reason I'm not a 7 or 8 is, one, the balloons that were brought to my house started popping in the middle of the night last night and woke me up, so I thought someone was breaking into my house.
Oh, no.
Scared the crap out of me.
That's scary.
It was going pop, 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 and I was like, who's downstairs? So it did freak me out a little bit. And so then I grabbed my baseball bat and went down there.
And took care of business.
There was no business, oh, except I noticed a couple balloons had popped. But that scared me. And then two, Amy had put together a surprise pop-up party, which means everybody arrived at my house at the same time. They were in. We sang. Pretty much they left within half an hour. It was pretty cool. But the funniest part of it was one of my friends got there, and I had all my windows open so I could see outside. And so I look, and I see something moving out by a car. And I can't see a human, but I see balloons above the car. And I'm looking at it, and I'm going, well, that's weird. And so one of my friends who Amy had invited to come was hiding below the car, but she didn't pull the balloons down.
Oh.
So yeah, as she was down below the car, the balloons were still above the car.
Yeah.
And I saw them and thought, well, I guess this is it.
Yes. I went outside and had a talk with her.
Yeah. She was like, I was hiding, but I think I forgot to hide the balloons. And I was like, yeah.
She's so funny.
I kind of saw them floating above the car.
Yeah.
So yeah, everybody showed up and hung out. And then Amy brought cheesecake. I don't know if that's why my stomach messed up or not.
Oh, well, maybe because you're not used to it, but nobody else that ate cheesecake is...
It could be something else, too.
Yeah. I hope it's not the cheesecake, and I hope you feel better. But yeah, I'm worried about you. I feel like you're about to get sick any second.
Why do you feel that way?
Because I feel like you're...
Did you hear me over here making noises earlier?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not pretty.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, get a trash can, somebody.
I have to be here because the race is later this morning.
Of course.
Today is the day.
Yeah, Lunchbox runs backward. Eddie runs forward. And it's who can finish a mile first.
It's what everyone's talking about.
Is it?
Yeah. It's all the rage.
Yeah, I saw last night trending on Twitter. It was American Idol and The Voice and then The Race.
Yeah.
It was those three.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah. Did either of y'all eat cheesecake? Because you're training.
I ate three pieces,
oh,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, I ate a couple pieces of cheesecake.
I slipped on that
couple
one.
Couple squares.
For energy.
Oh, of course, carbs.
Yeah, I walked in this morning, and I wonder why Eddie was wearing a Sam Houston State sweatshirt.
Baby. Yeah.
And looking very comfortable. And then I remembered he's racing today.
That's right. And I have the shoes that you gave me for my birthday, Air Max. Specifically made for running, obviously.
Are you going to run in those?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Are they not? I thought they were for, like, style. They're, oh, like, shoe boy.
They have air in them, so I thought it would maybe run
yeah,
faster.
Yeah, make your feet puffy. Yeah. So they'll be running a mile in 1 hour and 50 minutes. So I don't know where you're going to be an hour and 50 minutes. If you have to leave, come back. But Lunchbox will run backward a mile. Eddie will run frontward. And the winner, one, is crowned the champion. Two, wins $100. And three, gets to give $100 to the charity of their choice.
Woo! Yeah!
I think this would be good. I think someone ends up injured.
I'm so excited.
For sure.
Well, I hope y'all don't get hurt, but I'm excited.
Yeah,
race.
I hope you don't get hurt. Eddie.
There's no y'all.
Is it an outside or indoor track?
Oh, it's outside.
I think it's nice outside, right?
Yeah.
The weather's good. We're doing it outside, baby.
And we'll put it up on Facebook Live later on.
Yep.
Morgan number two. If people watch it on our Facebook page, well, we stole all their information. How do we get in this game where we can steal everybody's info?
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like it's so much fun.
Because Facebook's like, yeah. Like, how do we do that where I get everybody's info?
No, it's basically if they're using Facebook, we could potentially get it if we really wanted to.
We could too?
Yeah.
Sign me. Let me
you can
in.
Like reach out to Facebook.
People are mean to me. I want to hack their credit cards.
What do we do with the info though?
Well, I told you, as soon as someone trolls me, I go buy stuff on their credit card.
Oh, okay.
I'm in.
I like that
Love
plan.
It.
How do we contact that Cambridge Americana people that steal stuff? Okay, so that's coming up in a minute. We'll talk to Amy about her kids' picture days. First time they ever do something like that.
Yeah.
Where they had to take school pictures.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up. And then here's what I want to talk about and take some calls to. This couple, they're together. They break up. And within weeks, one of them wins millions of dollars in the lottery.
Oh, my God. So,
yeah.
Yikes. Yeah.
So, well, the question is, coming up is, did anything happen to your ex immediately after you guys split? It can be man or woman.
Oh, okay.
But you
awesome.
Split, and then something happens afterward that you're like, are you kidding me? Oh, boy. It was just after a month ago when Paul Long and his girlfriend of 5 years amicably split up. February 1st, to be exact. That's when he moved out, and then he bought a lottery ticket and won $13 million.
Ooh,
that's a lot.
Yeah.
3 weeks later, $13 million. Like, if you're her, you're just going, what? And she can't even sue, or she can't even claim to have had.
No.
They weren't even living together. There's nothing.
Yeah, so.
So, what I said was, hey, if you're listening to this and you're with someone, and something crazy happened right after you split to call us. Ashley in Tennessee. Thank you for calling, Ashley. Tell me your story.
Well, he actually got married 2 weeks after we broke up.
Oh.
Wait a minute. So when I hear this, I hear that he probably had something going on before you broke up.
You're right. He had a child from a previous relationship.
Oh, hold on. Pause 1 second. Jerry. Go ahead.
Oh, man.
We had been together for a year, and then out of the blue, he broke up with me, and then 2 weeks later, he married his child's mother.
Wow, that stinks, huh?
But it has a silver lining. We have now been married for 11 years, and we have two beautiful children together.
Who's we?
He and I.
He came back
after that?
What?
Yes, he did.
What?
Jerry.
That's crazy.
That's the silver lining.
Plot twist.
Wait, how long did it take for him to come back to you?
Well, they were married for about 5 months. And then he came back. Of course, he told me he loved me. And we were off and on for about 6 months. You know, I wasn't sure if I wanted to make that commitment again. But he's the love of my life. And I took him back. And we've been happy ever since.
And that's good. I like that. But let me ask you this. Whenever he was with her, did he cheat on her with you?
No. I did not meet him until after they were separated.
Okay.
I'm confused.
But even the second time?
Yes. No, he never cheated on either one of us.
Okay. Well, listen, in the end, I don't know. I got lost in that maze. But in the end, I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah. That's a good way of looking at it.
Amy?
The 11 years. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, am I missing something?
No, it's a good way of looking at it. Okay. I'm glad it worked out.
I'll take some more calls in a second. I just want to kind of unfold all this in my head here. There's a news story about this guy named Paul. Him and his girlfriend are together. They break up. He moves out. He then, a few weeks later, wins $13 million, which is crazy. And if you're her, you're going, man, you couldn't buy that ticket a little earlier? Like, you couldn't. So I said, hey, what happened to you? Anybody got a story after they broke up? Hey, Lisa in North Carolina, you are on.
Bobby, I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you very much. Do you have a story about this?
I do. I was married 23 years after our marriage ended, so to speak. Now, he created a business, and it's over $1 million business. So,
he didn't have that business any of the 23 years you were married?
No, he did not.
And now he's rich.
Oh, yeah.
Are you rich?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I work for a living.
I
work hard.
How you feel about that?
Well, as long as our son ends up benefiting from it, I don't have a problem. I'm happy that, you know, he's been successful. I'm not one of these people who looks at others and says, oh, I'm jealous about what they have. I'm glad he does have it. I'm glad I'm not no longer in the relationship, but yeah. I just want our son to benefit from it. So
that's cool, but does he have a pool?
No, he does not have a pool.
Then you're good then. He doesn't have a pool. Who cares? He's not even, Hey, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Appreciate you. Let's do one more. Caitlin in Louisiana. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're good. What you got on this?
So I was with my boyfriend for about 7 years, and after we broke up, he got arrested.
Wait, this is the opposite.
Interesting.
What did he get arrested for?
He played disc golf at the time, and we had a state park in Memphis, and he stole some discs from Little Shack, and stealing from a state park is a federal offense.
Huh, and in jail, they don't think you're tough if you get one for that.
Oh, my goodness.
What are you up for? Stealing discs and disc golf? A couple things I wanted to bring up. One is our producer, Raymond, who sits in the glass room, bets way too much on sports. But a few weeks ago, he said, hey, I'm putting all my money on Villanova to win this thing. And we're like, okay, Ray. Here's actually a clip of Ray saying that.
$1,000 on Villanova.
To win it all.
Win the championship.
What if you win?
It'll be $3,000.
Wow.
Betting it this early, Sweet 16.
So Ray doesn't really have $1,000 is the crazy thing about his bets. It's not like you're rich.
That's tax money.
That's just all your money. Oh, it's your tax refund?
Yeah. So I had a whole lump sum. I was like, why not place it on Villanova weeks ago? And then it ended up hitting.
It did.
Yeah!
Villanova
Ray,
won.
Ray, all,
four
Ray
wins later.
A lot of crazy bets.
Here is Villanova winning last night.
What a great team we witnessed in this tournament. And tonight, the Nova Nation has another national championship.
Look at you.
I knew the team. They won the championship.
And you won all that money.
Yeah, and I did it through Bitcoin, so I should have it in a couple days.
Oh, boy.
It's a faster process.
Bitcoin. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Oh, no.
There's always some catch where he doesn't money.
The Russians. I bet to the Russians, and they promised me I'd have all.
They transfer it through an app, and honestly, it goes right in your bank account in 2 days, 48 hours
okay,
probably.
Okay, so today's Tuesday, April 3rd.
Yeah. I'll have it by the weekend easily.
Okay, we'll check. Well, hey, congratulations.
Yeah!
He comes on the air and calls the shots, no doubt. Congratulations, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
Did you win the office poll, too?
Absolutely! Yeah!
We'll get back to that in a minute. Like this guy over here. Did you say kid that fell in the drainage pipe?
Oh, my goodness.
How old was he?
13 years old.
So, all I saw this morning is they saved him. So, what happened?
He's at a park in L.A. for Easter weekend with the family, and he goes and he climbs over a chain link fence, him and his buddies, and they climb in this abandoned concrete building, and one of the boards breaks, and he falls in the sewage drain, and it's like 4 feet in diameter, and it's 15-mile-an-hour, like, I guess you call it, current.
Water?
Yes. Yeah, so he gets swept away. So he's anywhere in this sewage thing, and they have no idea.
Crazy.
So they search for like 12 hours. And they had to shut down a lane of the highway because it goes under the highway. And they had to go into the different entry points and put in a camera. And he found a little air pocket and was able to survive for 12 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Did they think he was alive or they didn't know?
They had no idea, but they had to decontaminate him because he was in sewage, like the bathroom.
I know
sewage.
What sewage
is.
Yeah.
That's amazing. How does he stay in there for 12 hours and live and not just keep getting swept away?
It's with happy hearts that all Los Angeles city agencies are able to state that we have found Jesse Hernandez.
Wow.
And part of this systematic search, the Bureau of Sanitation was opening up a maintenance hatch to place the camera into there, and that's where we located Jesse Hernandez, alive and talking. were able to give him a cell phone to even contact his family members, as you could imagine, who are overwhelmed with joy.
I bet they threw that phone away immediately.
Yeah.
You think you're not going into your toilet after you drop your cell phone? Imagine you're going using that cell phone after that.
Gross.
Yeah, crazy though, right?
Yeah.
Like, you probably didn't think he's alive.
Oh, when I saw the update that he'd been found, I couldn't believe it. That's amazing.
That's some pretty rough sewage, man.
Because 15 miles an hour, that's fast.
That's so fast.
Or is the race today faster between Lunchbox
Ooh.
And Eddie?
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you're an hour and 19 minutes away. Lunchbox will be running a mile backward, while Eddie will be running a mile frontward.
Easy as pie.
And who will win the race? By the way, it's pretty close online, right, Mike D?
Yeah.
Let's go over to Silent Mike. Who is the favorite from the listeners right now?
Lunchbox at 56%.
Lunchbox at 56%. Running backward.
I feel like people just aren't thinking. They're just not thinking, really.
Like,
wait,
what do you mean?
Like, Bobby, I've been running forward my whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you keep using that as your argument.
Yeah.
Like, Eddie's like, I'm going to win. We were created to move forward.
Correct.
It doesn't mean that Lunchbox can't run backwards. But who do you have, Bobby?
Lunchbox.
Okay,
backwards. Oh, my goodness.
If you're new to the show, Amy has two kids, 11 and 7. And so they've been in the United States for about a month and a half. Is that right?
Oh, Bobby, they've been here over 3 months.
Oh, have they? Man, it feels like it flies by. I'm having so much fun.
Daughter's still 10, but she is about to turn 11.
Well, she used to always say she was 11.
I know. It's a thing. We're working on it. But I'm trying to get her pumped up about turning 11.
Yeah, her birthday's in like 3 weeks or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the 25th.
So they had to take school pictures for the first time?
Yeah.
They've never had to do that before.
No, it's never been picture day, photo day. So they're like, what? We have to wear a certain thing? What do we do?
So in Haiti, they never had school pictures or orphanage pictures?
No.
Or
no.
Nothing?
No, the only time they had pictures taken would be when people would visit and have their iPhones and take pictures. And that's how they'd see themselves on a phone, printed pictures and stuff, even mirrors. So having the phone to like see their face and what they look like. You know, I think there's like one or two mirrors at the orphanage, but not in places they hung out. One in the office and one in like the adult bathroom.
So to see themselves in a mirror was a thing, huh?
Oh yeah, it's a big deal.
So how'd the school pictures go?
I mean, I haven't seen them yet because we haven't gotten the proof back in the mail, but I mean, we'll find out. They were just like trying to understand. I said, you just sit there and you smile. You give your best smile. So then they would kind of have this like sad smile, and they know how to smile for a camera. But then they started being like, no, we're going to do like peace signs and all this crazy stuff. So
do they still send pictures in the mail, or do they just email them to you?
I have no idea. This is my first time having kids.
Oh.
This is also my first picture day, and I have no idea. I mean, my son went with a collared plaid shirt, though, so I was proud of him for that. I mean, I told him he could pick out whatever he wanted to wear, and we'll see what they look like.
Eddie, what's your thoughts on this?
I mean, yeah, they're cool. I bought one. I've only bought one out of the, 4 years that my 10-year-old has been in school?
Well, you don't order the whole package?
No, I did one, and that's it. We haven't done the rest of them. I just feel like we have a lot of pictures of them.
Yeah,
we don't need the one him in front of books.
They didn't understand the concept of getting tons of your little pictures in a row and passing them out to family and friends, which is what I told them we would do. But do people do that anymore?
Well, I think the pictures are just a lot easier now. Back in our day, it did take a long time.
Yeah.
Now we have nicer cameras on our phones.
And we used to keep pictures in our wallets.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Not anymore.
Keep them on your phone.
Yeah, just on the phone, on the old cloud.
I guess you're right.
Well,
I'm surprised school pictures still exist then.
Yeah.
After thinking about this.
They do, and I will pass them out to you guys because I'm going to order some just because I'm a first-time parent, and I have no idea if they'll be throwing up the peace sign or what's allowed or if they're smiling, but
Were they expensive?
I don't know yet. I don't have.
Just
I haven't
keep
even,
the one that says proof
even,
on it.
I haven't seen my options, you know? Like, I haven't gotten an email. Like, photos are in.
How are they liking school?
They love it. They love it, I think. That's what they tell me. There's sometimes where my son comes home, he's like, Miss Fuller, that's his teacher. He's like, Miss Fuller told me I was bad today. And so I try to say, well, what did you do? And then he also gets real excited when he was like, Miss Fuller told me today I did a good job. I said, well, good. We want to make good choices. So I guess at school they've taught them thumbs up, good choices, thumbs down, poor choices. So anytime now they want to like tattletale on each other, my daughter comes running down the stairs. Stevenson made poor choice. Poor choice.
She's doing thumbs down.
Yeah, she's
doing. You can't see Amy, but she's flailing her thumbs right now.
Both thumbs.
Sometimes we forget we're on the radio.
That's now. It's not. That's just now how I guess they learned it at school. But that's now how they tattle on each other, which I love it. Thank you, school, because now I get to look at them and I say, "Do you want to make a good choice or a poor choice?"
By doing your thumb up and down.
They both go thumbs up.
Amy, you realize nobody can see what you're doing.
Whatever, they get the point.
Bobby Bone
Show. Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Ed Sheeran is one of the writers on the Tim McGraw and Faith Hill single, The Rest of Our Life. And there's currently a lawsuit going on with the song because people are saying that Ed took some song called When I Found You and stole.
Well, let's see. This is The Rest of Our Life here. So,
sitting with you in a dark room.
This is the one called When I Found You. It's very similar. But being a mediocre musician myself, it's a very common chord structure.
I agree.
It's very common.
Today I held flowers.
But I still probably give her the win.
Oh, well, Ed insists the songs are not similar, and this is an
original. Well, don't be crazy, Ed. Now, when you say things like that, that's just not true, because they are similar.
Yeah, but it's an original and independent musical composition.
Okay.
So, there's that. Dierks Bentley teased a big announcement is coming on Thursday, so we got to be ready for that. He posted a video on social media saying a brand new destination experience is coming. Again, we'll have the details April 5th, but think it has something to do.
If you, I do know. Don't even say if you know.
Reading right here what okay. It says, what's out here.
I don't want
the video had a bunch of mountains, and you know his album is called The Mountain, okay. So I think it might have something to do with mountains.
Good, keep it on that.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Good.
I gotta say.
Oh, you know.
I
told her this morning.
Yeah,
I told her this morning. Okay, is that it, Amy?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Okay, here we go. The five biggest songs in country music right now. Number five, She's With Me from High Valley.
Yes, she's with me.
There you go.
Ain't she amazing?
Number four, Brett Eldridge, The Long Way.
Take me the long way around your town.
At number three, BB REXA featuring Florida Georgia Line, Meant to Be.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be.
Jordan Davis, Singles You Up, is at number two.
If he ever singles you up,
there you go.
Stupid.
And number one song for a second week is Luke Bryan, Most People Are Good.
I believe most people are good, and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood.
Here are your top songs in top 40. Here's Maren Morris. Zed, The Middle, your number one top 40 song.
Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
I like that. I want to go to Target right now. I must go to Target right
just
now.
The middle.
Hot AC, a song from Max called Lights Down Low.
Oh, turn the lights down low.
That's a good one.
I've heard it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me
oddly.
Too. Now I'm
feeling
your breathing. They played on Z100. That's top 40 station I listen to.
Yeah.
Do you listen to much like pop music at all?
Not really. I mean, sometimes when I'm working out, but that's about it. So if I have it on Z100 or Spin Cycle Remix.
Depending on what time of day it is, I'll listen to Kiss Los Angeles a bit.
K-I-I-S.
Yeah, because they're 2 hours back.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll listen to those pop stations. But in my gym, it's just hip-hop. So that's where I get all my hip-hop. Like, I know all the Migos songs. I just play it on top of the gym all the time. In rock, Portugal the Man, Living the Moment. Those are your top songs. What do you know about Migos? Nothing?
Nothing. I know it's like three guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
Okay, there you go. Thanks, Eddie, for that. You're really
no problem.
Lightness.
Do you know what Migos are?
Amiga?
No,
eggs?
Migos. Yeah, it's like
with
an egg dish. Mexican.
Chips?
Look it up. It's
is
delicious.
That, is that going to be our hip-hop group?
Yes.
Is that Amigos? We're the Migos?
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah.
Amy, coming over to you.
The Morning Corny.
What happens when a frog's car breaks down?
What happens when a frog's car breaks down?
It gets towed.
That was the Morning Corny.
There you go. That's why it's so highly rated right there. That's an example. Yeah.
If you don't get it, well, then I don't know what to tell you.
Who wouldn't get it?
Yeah, everybody gets that one, yeah. Universally loved right there.
JL in Colorado. What's up, JL?
Hey, Bobby. My son and I have tickets to your show in Albuquerque in a couple of weeks. And my son is 9. And I was kind of wondering about the appropriateness of the show.
Yeah.
I have read him Bare Bones, all except like two sentences regarding the nosebleed part.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we won't say that on the air. Yeah, yeah. If you read the book, you know about that. Hey, so yeah. I always say it's, I don't curse in my stand-up act. I always say it's PG-13, okay. though. So okay. I don't say any bad words, and some of it may go over the head, but I do make, PG, Mike, what do you think, Mike D?
That's about right.
PG-13? Yeah. Quiet Mike says that's about right. So that's what I would say.
Okay. Well, we talk a lot about stuff, so it should be all good. And then also, so we're coming from Southwest Colorado. To Albuquerque. We were sad to miss you in Colorado Springs. I actually went to high school there, but we're closer. Albuquerque is only 4 hours versus 6. And I tried to buy meet and greet tickets. They were sold out within 30 minutes.
Yeah, I'm quite the treat, apparently. People just lining up. I just hang out. I'm not that hard to meet. Not that hard to greet.
Yeah.
I'm pretty easy. There's real no treat either. No real treat. But I appreciate that call, and I'll see you in a couple weeks. Thank you for calling the show. And people always say, hey, my back's not dirty. But I do make a couple ding-dong jokes.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? You know what I mean?
Come on.
Okay, thank you. By the way, I'll be in Pittsburgh Saturday night and Charlottesville Friday night if you guys want to come. Charlottesville is sold out, though. Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about? Going over to Morgan number 2. She's 24 years old, and let's do what do 24-year-olds care about. Morgan number 2, you're up.
All right, well, I'm really excited about this because A League of Their Own is getting a reboot, but it's not going to be a new movie. It's going to be a television series.
So A League of Their Own with Tom Hanks and Gina Davis. Remember?
Madonna. Yeah.
It was about the female baseball league when men went to war.
That's mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, so they're making a TV series out of it, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be on Amazon, and there's no news if the original cast will be in this
reboot. Well,
they're
like 100 now.
Besides, like, Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah, they're
at least 100, too.
Tom Hanks is 100.
Yeah, but they could still make cameos.
Yeah, I guess. I loved that movie, but I'm surprised you would know what it is since you're only 24.
Oh, I love sports movies.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, that's a big thing for me.
You like boxing movies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so.
You gonna bring that up again?
Yeah. No, I was gonna say.
Okay.
Lunchbox, do you like boxing movies?
Love boxing movies.
Cool. Yeah. You cool. Both of you guys like to box?
That would have been a good movie.
That would have been a documentary. Yeah. So that's okay. Thank you, Morgan, number 2.
Sure
that's
thing.
What 24-year-olds care about. What do 24-year-olds care about? Here we go. We have an Eddie supporter on the phone. Hello. Kirsty in Arkansas.
Yeah, I was just going to call and tell Eddie that he does have a supporter. We think he's going to win this race this morning.
Yeah, in 53 minutes, they'll be running a mile. Eddie runs frontward, Lunchbox runs backward. And Lunchbox thinks he can take him.
No problem.
Eddie's for sure he's going to win frontward, because why?
There's no doubt in my mind. I've been running forward my whole life. It's the way God created my body.
Okay.
We're rooting for you.
That's right. Thank you, Kirsty. I appreciate it.
Kirsty, where are you?
Where am I? I'm in the car right now.
No, what part of...
She's literal.
What part of Arkansas?
I'm in Fayetteville.
Okay. I was just wondering. Appreciate you. Woo pig. See you later.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, we're getting closer to the race. Morgan, number 2, how do you feel about this?
I'm feeling pretty good, but I may kind of be swaying towards Eddie.
That a girl.
Why?
Me too, a little bit.
Wait,
there we go,
what?
Bones.
Lunchbox, I am not leaving
Why
you.
Why would you sway Eddie?
I'm not leaving yet, but I'm swaying.
Like, how fast do you think he can run a mile?
It's not about that. It's about, I was thinking about this, and when God made Eddie, he made him to run forward.
That's
when God made boys.
Yeah, or Eddie.
Or girls. Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Eddie. That's 51 minutes away from right now. Bones. Man, so they have created this mind-reading machine, which is weird, and they say that it can translate your thoughts and display them onto text instantly.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I don't believe it.
No.
That's scary.
I mean...
It comes from the sun. I don't think this is April Fool's. It's April 3rd.
Yeah.
But they say that they want to make sure people that can't talk are able to talk. All I'm thinking of is that if this gets in the wrong hands, the Russians are going to have us all... Our thoughts are going to be translated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Our girlfriends are going to have them, or husbands.
Oh, yeah.
Like, then it gets worse.
Well, no, then my husband would finally understand me.
Oh, but do you really want that?
Sometimes I'm poor at communicating.
when that question comes up, like, ooh, how do I look in this dress? And then the real thought comes out. Yeah, oh, it's not good.
Like, it sounds good on the surface, but whenever your husband or wife or girlfriend gets it.
Well, y'all should tell the truth anyways, because you don't want her walking out looking
It works both ways.
Good.
Yeah, let's stop.
I tell. If he's like, should I change? I say, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not about things like, we don't care as much about clothes.
Oh, yeah. Like, do my... It doesn't biceps matter. Look good.
It doesn't matter what he's asking you. We will not go there. There's also a story said Mustang that got in the cop chased by the cops.
Oh, yeah. And then the cops give up or something?
Yeah, the Mustang was too fast. They drove off.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, it got away?
Yeah.
That is so
crazy.
Legit.
Yeah, but somebody could have gotten hurt.
Yeah, but no one did.
Okay. So
can't play this what-if scenarios.
The Colorado State Patrol gave up chasing a driver in a car that could only be identified as a dark-colored, older model Mustang. Because the Mustang hit 150 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys shouldn't applaud that.
No. But that's, dude, think about it. That's really cool.
I mean, it happened. Like, it never happens. They always get caught.
Yes.
They throw the helicopter
or
up
the
there.
And they should always get caught. The driver was going 140 on the interstate when troopers turned on sirens and lights. Then the Mustang sped up. Troopers said they couldn't even get close enough to read the car's license plate.
Yeah,
that's like Dukes of Hazzard, dude. Get out of here.
I mean, that is the story of a lifetime. You're going to tell your buddies, man, I got away.
Yeah, that's funny, you guys.
That's amazing. Yeah, you never hear stories like that.
I mean,
I just hear someone
story.
On a highway.
Like, I don't think it's that cool.
I don't either.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Like, you want to be whoever that is?
Yes.
No. I didn't say that.
Didn't your husband run from the cops once?
Yeah, when he was 16.
There we go.
That's what I'm talking about.
16.
He was in his mom's Camaro, and he just did not want to get pulled over in her car. And so he was with his best friend, Kevin, and hey, somebody else. And they were like, go, you got to go. And so, yeah, he ran from the cops. He got busted, though.
Oh,
the cops
they got caught.
Got him, and he had to appear in court and ask the judge for mercy.
Oh, wow.
See, that's what usually happens. Not the guy in the Sting. No mercy needed.
Oh, boy. 35 minutes away from the big race. Between Lunchbox, who will be running 1 mile backward, while Eddie runs 1 mile frontward.
Normal running.
Yeah. And that's why you think it's all yours.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't think there's any chance you lose, Eddie?
No chance. Zero chance that I lose. I may even beat him by a quarter of a mile.
A whole lap. Lunchbox, how do you feel about this?
That's absurd. He thinks he can go a whole lap faster. Like, I don't know what my strategy is going to be, if I'm going to go out fast and make Eddie catch me, or if I'm just going to wait and then sprint past Eddie at the end.
Do you still feel pretty confident?
Absolutely. I don't think he'll run under a 10-minute mile, and that's... I mean, if he's around 12 minutes, we're talking 3 minutes a lap. That's pretty easy.
So you can do that backward?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's happening in 35 minutes. Yesterday's my birthday, and, you know, I'm not a big birthday guy. Here's the thing, is that I was thinking about this because Amy had put together what was actually a pretty cool party. A lot of people showed up at my house, said happy birthday. Within half an hour, everybody was gone.
Probably the best party I've ever been to.
It's amazing. It was like, come in, yay, every day, boom, boom, boom,
quick pop-up
out
party.
The door.
Bobby didn't have to worry about doing anything, cleaning anything. I actually thought it would have been less time, but I enjoyed watching people mingle. But I started to get nervous, like, ooh,
we better get out.
Exactly. The gift to Bobby was actually that we were making it really quick.
Yeah. So I was thinking last night, I have a troubled history of relationships. I've never been married or even engaged. But I was thinking, do you see how I just don't accept love, even at a birthday party?
Yeah.
Can you imagine dating me?
No.
And that's the thing.
Ugh, no.
Like, miserable. Think about that. Think about how frustrated
I've thought about
Amy
it.
That you got with me yesterday because I just wouldn't accept love from people.
I was frustrated with you yesterday.
Yes, because I wouldn't have a party.
I know. I kind of thought about. I thought about texting you after the show. And you're like, sorry for times that I was a little rough. I just get. I'm like, ugh. You know, like, we need to move past this. But also, there's legit hurts and pains associated with that. We have to move forward. Or you're not going to be able to move forward in any aspect of receiving love. But it 100% boils down to you don't receive love well. And there was all those people at your house that care about you, or they wouldn't have come.
I don't know about that. But again, that's just me going, I felt like people were forced to be there or pressured, or if they didn't show up.
Nope. They got one text message. Nobody. There was zero pressure. There wasn't like, hey, FYI, reminder. Hey, you better be there or else. Like, there was no. It was like, hey.
I did count how many people are on my payroll of everyone there.
Oh, yeah.
Many.
I think everybody.
It was over 90%.
Yeah. Overnight. Wow.
Yeah.
That
was interesting. Minus my kids, although they benefit. My husband and Megan. Probably that was, I thought about that too.
Yeah, wait, but again, I have two ways to look at it. How I look at it, and I go, everybody's only here because it's in some way their life is being covered from a job.
But that's how you meet people.
Or do I just get to employ all my friends?
I mean, yes.
It's one of the two. But that's what it is. But I lean toward the first one. But again, I was at home last night and I was going, I was just going, man, like, it's got to be a bear to date me. Because I just don't accept love well.
Yeah. I always think when your relationships go for more than like a month, I'm like, dang, that's one patient woman.
Yeah.
I'm shocked, man.
If he's in a relationship, it goes for over a year.
But I always wonder, what's wrong with them?
Yeah, like, why are they sticking around?
Yeah, like,
I wonder that too.
I know.
I really do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
They are tend to be very kind, loving, selfless girls. They really are. They have big hearts, and I feel like they see the potential Bobby has. I mean, Bobby has a big heart for a lot of things, but I think somewhere along the way, they want to show him, like, I'm not going to abandon you because you've been abandoned by people, and that's why you have this wall up, and I'm going to show you that I can stick around and be there for you, and eventually they think he'll change.
Yeah, and then I don't.
Mm-hmm. And then he doesn't.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't. So
that's the pattern,
what it is.
Yeah, it stinks. I don't like it. But anyway, I like the party. It's fun.
Go good.
Yeah.
Good. I was worried, but that's perfect. I'm glad he...
They probably went a little too long.
Yeah.
It started getting awkward. Like, after about 10 minutes, I looked at Raymond, and I was like, hey, man, dude, should we get out of here? Because I thought this was supposed to be a pop-up party. Yeah. And we were like, what do we do? And we jetted. And I'm just going to tell you, people wanted to silly string you when we walked in. I told them that was a bad idea.
Oh, yeah. It really irritated me.
I said,
Why was that a bad idea in your mind?
Because a mess... And you would have been annoyed as all get out.
I disagree.
Silly. I wouldn't have been mad outside. But I'm like, come on, my house just got cleaned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a mess of his house.
The point of it would have been picked up.
I cleaned up before you guys got there. I was like, oh crap, they're coming over. I got to clean up.
You didn't know who was coming over.
That's a surprise.
No, but I knew Amy was with the kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know everybody else was. And then I saw people walking outside trying to hide. I was like, this is the stupidest thing. Just come in the house. Yeah, one of my friends was hiding. Like, hiding behind the car, but the balloons were above the car. And I said, random balloons on top of a car. That's got to be somebody waiting to get in my house. But it was good. I did enjoy it. Like, full sincerity. I appreciated it.
Good.
And I enjoyed it.
It did drag out. It was really supposed to be 10 minutes. But I'm glad you...
It did. I enjoyed it.
Let us hang for 30.
And so, we were all there willingly. Like, we wanted to be there.
Yes.
I don't know that that's true, but
I'm telling you, okay. It's true.
Say I if you wanted to be there.
I.
Okay, cool.
Lunchbox.
Maybe.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Maybe. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here is Amy's son trying to get the show to play on Alexa. Want to hear this? There you go.
Alexa, play Bobby Bones Show. Alexa. What's up? No. Alexa, play... Alexa, play Bobby Bones Show.
It won't come on?
He's going, play Amy, Bobby Bones Show. So that's why Annie is playing in the background, because Alexa thought Annie. And so he quit saying my name, so that way. Or sometimes he'll just walk up to it and go, play Mom, Bobby Bones Show. And I don't know where he picked that up from. I don't tell him to go do it, but.
Alexa, play... Bobby Bones Show. Alexa, play Bobby Bones Show. He's not answering.
He says, that's him saying, he not answer. Because Alexa's not answering him.
Is Alexa a guy?
I don't know.
And yours?
No.
Oh.
But he means she and me means you. Me want. And I'm like, no, you can say I would like. No, me want.
His English is getting a lot better, though.
I know. And that was another reason why I liked that audio clip, is because when they first got here, it didn't sound that clear, but it's getting so much better.
Does Alexa recognize their accent?
Yeah, they'll start to play it. I mean, besides the confusion, but I mean, it got close. Play Amy Bobby Bones Show, play Annie.
Tomorrow.
I love you. Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's funny.
Alexa, play Bobby Bones Show. Alexa.
I bet they go crazy on that Alexa, don't they?
Yeah, sometimes I have to turn her off. She's unplugged. She's not available anymore right now till
Alexa
tomorrow.
Alexa has died. Kids. Yeah. Credit cards are going to stop asking for signatures, period. And they should, because anybody can sign anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, stealing something with a credit card and they said, we need you to sign, I say, okay. Then I would just sign a scribble.
Right.
Yeah, I've tested it where I just scribble it and it just goes right through. Like, nope. They don't stop it.
No, but even on the paper.
That's very interesting. Why do they have a signature? Because there's nothing to match it to.
Even the back of a card, when they say,
sign it.
Don't sign the back of your card because then they'll ask you for ID. If I stole a card, I would just sign the back of the card.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what my husband has written on the back of his? He doesn't even sign it. He writes in all caps, CID. And if the server, he will tip you more if you ask for his ID. Like when we're eating out, if the server comes back, your credit card says CID, sir. May I see it? And he's like, you know what? You may see it. And then he like gives them more money.
Wow. Maybe I should ask him. Hey, buddy, can I see your ID?
Yes. Yeah. He will. Like he does not like people not checking.
Coming up in 19 minutes, we will get the race going. A 1 mile foot race between Lunchbox and Eddie. Lunchbox is running backward. Eddie's running frontward.
And to clarify, I'm running actually backwards. People are like, are you just running backwards around the track? Like, you know, you're supposed to go clockwise or counterclockwise. I'm running with my back, like, not normal.
Yeah, I figure people aren't understanding.
People are confused by that?
Yeah, they're confused, obviously.
On Twitter, they keep going, so are you just running the opposite direction of Eddie? And no, I'm running backwards. Like,
and Lunchbox thinks he'll win.
Yeah. And I do, too.
You're with Lunchbox?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Team LB.
Coming up, 19 minutes. Lunchbox is there, buddy.
Oh, man, I'm here. How you doing?
Good. So Lunchbox and Eddie are both at the track right now.
Yeah.
You can watch it on Facebook Live. And Lunchbox will run the mile backward, and Eddie will run the mile frontward. And the winner gets cash and bragging rights.
$100 and $100 are our charity of choice. I cannot wait. Woo!
Do you feel like you're stretched and ready to go?
Oh, I'm ready to go, yeah. Eddie's been doing sit-ups and doing, I don't know what else. He was doing the bicycle thing where he lays on his back and was moving his legs. I don't know.
Why is he doing that?
Yeah.
I have no idea because he says that helped him run faster.
All right, put Eddie on, please.
Yeah, and I just want to let you know, there's one lady here on the track training for the Boston Marathon, and she said on looks alone, she would pick me to win the race.
Running backward.
She didn't say that.
Oh, there's Eddie. There's Eddie. Eddie.
Hey, what's up, Bones?
How you feeling?
I'm good, dude. I'm in the zone right now. I'm in the zone. Like, he's cracking jokes, but I'm not. I'm thinking about winning.
Can you even run a mile forward?
Yes, I can run a mile. I think the most I've ever done is about a mile and a half.
Your life?
Yeah, in my life. And that's not running completely. That's a little bit of walking.
But you still think you can beat Lunchbox straight up?
Absolutely. But I'm not stopping. I'm not going to walk. I'm going to push through. Even if I feel like I'm getting tired or I can't do it, I'm going to push all the way through and beat him.
Well, here we have it. Well, let's get on the starting line, boys.
All right, you ready? Starting line. Here we go.
Here you go, Morgan, too.
Nope.
Want to get back here to the starting line?
Yeah.
Produce Ready will be running forward. Lunchbox will be running backward. They will race for 1 mile.
Eddie's still in his sweatpants and long sleeve shirt. Like, I feel like he's going to get hot.
Are you watching on Facebook Live?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's Lunchbox in?
Shorts and a t-shirt.
Lunch is a good runner.
Yeah, he is.
But he's just going backward. That's really awkward. Okay, boys.
Oh, dear.
Hey. Morgan, number 2, are you there?
I'm here.
Are they on the starting line?
They are. They're both ready. They have different tactics going on.
Yeah, what's Eddie's tactic?
Eddie is down on the ground, like one leg down in a lunge position, and Lunchbox is just standing straight up.
Feels like Eddie's going to exhaust himself before the race starts.
No false starts.
Okay, are we ready, Morgan, number 2?
Yeah, we are.
All right, count them down from 8.
All right.
Eight.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Go! Why aren't they...
They're off.
Oh, because...
You're watching on delay on Facebook. Amy's yelling
Eddie
at Facebook.
Eddie is taking the lead, so that's a good start for him.
So Eddie's running frontward, Lunchbox is running backward. So Eddie's... His strategy is to get out front early?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
He's out front pretty far right now.
And how does Lunchbox look?
He looks like he's struggling already.
Oh, no.
What?
Okay.
He tricked me.
So we're going to come back.
Okay.
We're only gone for 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
When we come back, they won't be done yet.
No.
Okay. Morgan, number 2, keep watching. Everybody can watch on our Facebook page.
Okay.
All right, we'll catch you back up in a minute. Okay, so right now they're running, man. I don't know where they are, but Lunchbox is running backward. Eddie is running frontward, and the race is for 1 mile. Morgan number two is standing by. Morgan number two, you're at the track right now with them.
Yeah, it's not looking good for Lunchbox.
Oh, man.
He's struggling. Eddie's going to win pretty easily or what?
Yeah, Eddie's on his fourth lap, but he's slowing down. Like, he's basically at a walk right now, but Lunchbox hasn't hit his fourth lap yet.
So there are four laps total.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Eddie's on the final lap.
But he's walking.
He's walking. Lunchbox is coming up on the fourth lap, but does he have any energy left?
Lunchbox has a lot of energy. Eddie can't even say hi to us. Lunchbox keeps talking to us every lap. So,
give me a turn around, I'll catch him.
No, you got to keep running backwards, Lunch.
What did he say?
He goes, if I can turn around, I'll catch him.
Yeah, he thinks he'll catch up to him because Eddie really is basically at a walk right now. he's barely hanging on.
So how far is Lunchbox back from Eddie?
They're probably about half of the track away from each other.
Oh, tell Lunchbox to just hurry it up. Speed up. He can do this.
And yeah, it's only four laps, right?
Yeah.
Yes, but Lunchbox's strides are really small compared to Eddie's.
Well, yeah. So he's going backwards. So,
how's Eddie looking now?
Eddie's coming around the bend, so he's about to hit the finish line. He is probably going like 2 miles per hour. He is not running hardly at all at this point.
Does Lunchbox have a chance to catch him?
Yeah, it's not looking like it unless Lunchbox just hits the gas right now. Don't think it's going to happen, though.
Mike Dietz on Facebook Live, what are you seeing?
Is there
Eddie's coming down the stretch.
But is there any chance Lunchbox is just sandbagging and he's just going to take off?
It's a little rough.
No.
No. Oh, wow. No.
Okay.
Nope. Eddie's pretty close to the finish line right now. He's about 100 meters away.
Okay. We're just going to sit here and take it all in as Morgan number two talks us down to Eddie running forward, the champion.
Eddie, you're almost here. Come on, you gotta push it though.
Is Eddie struggling?
Yeah, he's like, but you know what? He's about to round the corner, so he'll start sprinting. I bet
you're way behind.
Eddie is crossing the finish line right now.
There he is, the big winner. Eddie takes it home, running forward.
Hey, Bones. Oh my goodness,
dude, you ran a mile, not a marathon.
Dude, that was a hard mile, especially after turn four, you start going against the wind.
But the wind.
It gets really tough. But Bones, I want to thank all my fans out there for supporting me.
Yeah.
And everyone that thinks Lunchbox is always the winner. They're wrong. They are wrong. Here he comes, Bones. He's coming. I'm going to be the champ and encourage him.
Okay, you do that. You be the bigger man. Eddie won the race.
I'm going to be the bigger man. Come on, Lunchbox. You can go. You can go, baby. Let's go. Come on, Lunchbox. Champ is here.
Well, Eddie, congratulations on your big win.
Thank you, Bones.
Just me now.
Lunchbox, do you have anything to say?
Oh, yeah, he got lucky. Not my best day. But he said he's going to beat me by a lap. He beat me by 150 yards.
Okay, it doesn't matter who beats who by what. He won. So, Eddie, who you donated the charity money to?
Oh, he's not even around.
Oh, see,
he's puking.
Oh, I see.
He's got his hands on his knees, and he's over by the fence.
Are you disappointed in your run, Lunchbox?
I did pretty well. He started off a little faster than I thought he would. I thought he'd die. He gutted it out. He got the W, no excuses, except for I ran backwards. He ran forwards.
That was the
whole way God.
But that was the whole challenge.
That's the way God made him.
That was the whole, that's
you know. I mean, I'll just say it this way. If you gave me one lap forwards and three backwards, he was dead meat.
Okay, we're not, no.
Oh, we should have done that.
No, we shouldn't have. Oh. The whole thing was backward versus forward. Eddie's the winner today. Come on back to the studio if you can pick Eddie up and get him over here.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones Show.
I start on American Idol Sunday night.
I know. Have it on my calendar.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Well, so last night, they turned it into the top 24. So everybody that made it, I've met and I know and I've mentored. And you have to also understand, they didn't ask me to come in and teach them how to sing.
Yeah, you're a mentor of... Well, you haven't really said exactly...
Well, they brought someone in who can do comedy, who can do TV, who can do radio, who can... They wanted someone to teach them stage presence.
Yeah.
All of that.
Mm-hmm, makes sense.
This radio thing, anybody can do this.
Yeah.
But, so, that's why I went in and... I really can't say about what I did yet. And I don't even know how much they're going to use. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the only mentor to the top 24, but I don't know
so
what
they're
going to
do. So you're going to be seeing you and what they used of you when
everybody
like everybody
else. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's this girl, Katie Turner, and she's the one I posted on my Instagram. Have you seen any of the show?
No, but I saw you post about her on Instagram.
Okay, so she's oddball, but she's like really awesome and awkward. And she, you're like, oh, this is going to be one of those bad auditions. And then she's really good. So you can go over to Instagram. I was just kind of loaded up, ready to post that last night. And then once I posted it, I didn't know if I was getting in trouble, but I guess they don't care.
Yeah.
They're all in.
You're good.
Here is Shannon O'Hara singing a Katy Perry song last night. Unconditional, unconditionally, I will love you. I don't know who makes it past the top 24. I don't think. Because I only saw them perform a couple songs.
Okay.
I didn't even know them really as singers when I was working with them.
Oh.
But they would say, hey, this is, like, this girl has an issue singing to the back of the room.
And okay, so you would I would talk go to her up about and that.
Say, hey, listen, here's the thing. Like, in my band, you know, and they had them learn about me because they didn't know who I was. Who knows who I am? Some of them did. Yeah, I take that back. One of the girls is going to be, she's from Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
She's going to be at my comedy show this weekend.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Now
we can know each other since it's known that she's in the top 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. So yeah, that'd be Sunday night. I haven't seen anything either. They showed my face for like 1 second last night on the preview clip.
Is that weird?
No, I thought. I was hoping it was gonna be more. Honestly, oh. I thought they were gonna do a whole tease about me coming up next week. A guy you've never heard of,
Bobby,
is gonna
Bones.
Be mentoring idols you've never heard of either.
Or wait,
yeah. Oh. So that'd be next Sunday night. You should watch it.
No, I'm going to. I told you I would be all in once you were on.
Yeah.
Yep.
You want to be all in early and invest?
Nope.
You watching Wild Wild Country?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. I want to finish that so bad, but I just don't have the time to binge it like I want to. But it's at a point where I need to know what's going to happen. I'm about to Google it.
How many episodes are you in?
I think I just finished the fourth one, so maybe I've watched the beginning of five.
And there are six. And Wild Wild Country is a documentary on Netflix, a six-part series about a cult that goes into Oregon.
I mean, it's the craziest real story. The fact that that's the other fascinating part is I had never heard of it. And had you not told me about it, I still would never know that this happened in America, and it's crazy.
Yeah, it's called Wild, Wild Country, if you guys want to check that out. Yeah, the Bobby Bones Show. Its newest sensation is snorting condoms.
What on earth?
I don't even understand.
Well, so remember when people would eat Tide Pods?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So this time people are getting on YouTube and they're snorting a condom through their nose and they're pulling it out through their throat.
That's disgusting. Mm. I mean, now I get it, but how?
What if you snort? Is it guaranteed to come out your throat? Like if you snort it, it can't get stuck in there?
Oh, I'm sure
I don't
could.
Know if there's a contract involved or there's a guarantee or not. Huh? Do you want to try it?
Oh, Lunchbox, try it.
Oh, I don't know.
You have to
who has a condom?
I don't. I'm still embarrassed by them.
Mike D.
At 38 years old. No, Lunch, you shouldn't do that. And all the kids out there,
gross.
If they are listening,
mm-mm.
Don't put it on YouTube.
Yeah, don't do
don't
that.
Don't put it on
no,
YouTube.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Amy, sum up your parenting style in three words.
I have no... winging it. So, I don't know. I'm winging it.
I'm winging it. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's some others that were given by parents. Whatever works today... trial and error, take no prisoners.
Ooh. Whoa.
Man.
And laugh, cry, pray.
Oh, yeah. I do that.
Yeah. You do a lot of praying?
And crying.
Do you?
Normally more praying while I'm crying. And then when we're laughing, I'm more prayers, like I'm thankful, praying. I don't want to make it sound so negative. But
did you see where Channing Tatum's getting divorced?
I did. Yeah.
Not shocking at all.
Well, I mean, I never think I know any celebrity. Either way, I'm never one to go, oh, I just can't believe it.
I can't believe they'd been together for 8-9 years.
That
I thought
was the more shocking part to you?
Yeah, I thought maybe they'd been together 3.
Another Hollywood couple is split on Monday evening. Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan. Hey, Morgan, too, how do you say her name?
I think it's Dewan. I think you pronounced it right.
They announced their separation after 9 years of marriage. Here's the joint statement. We have lovingly chosen to separate as a couple. We fell deeply in love so many years ago and have had a magical journey together. Absolutely nothing has changed about how much we love one another.
No.
But love is a beautiful adventure.
Let him finish.
That is taking us on different paths now.
Okay, so what really happened?
I don't know. It goes on to say, there are no secrets nor salacious events at the root of our decision. Just two best friends realizing it's time to take some space and help... each other live the most joyous, fulfilled lives as possible.
Okay.
Your favorite Channing Tatum movie?
Oh, 21 Jump Street.
Step Up to the Streets.
They men step up.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, she's an actress too? I thought it's just because he got super famous. And so it's like, okay.
No, I think Bobby's right. They met during Step Up.
I still think he's super famous.
And that's what happens. He got super famous. Like, okay, time to.
I wonder what really happened though. There's always secrets. They said no secrets or salacious events. There's always secrets.
Well, and that they say, what did he say? We still love each other as much as we did.
Well, yeah, that's not true. It's not the same. But anyway, before they got together, she dated Justin Timberlake.
She did?
Yeah.
What happened with that?
She dated Shane West. I don't know who Shane West is. You know who Shane West is?
No.
Morgan number two?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He was on ER.
How do you know that?
Did you Google that or you
know that? I know that.
Oh.
Do you watch ER?
Yeah. I used to. I loved ER.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
He was in A Walk to Remember.
Okay.
And he's on...
I really have no idea. I just am done talking about it. I'm like, okay, cool. What else?
He was in the spy drama Nikita.
Okay.
On CW.
All right.
I'm just telling you.
So she's been with a few other high profile people. But yeah, she's pretty good looking, huh?
Of course. She's beautiful.
Oh, she is pretty hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might want to hit her up on Instagram if she's single.
Yeah, you are going
to
be on.
Is that what I want to do right now?
Bobby, you are going to be on American Idol.
Hey, Jenna Tatum DeJuan. Look for me on ABC on Sunday night at 7 Central.
Because what this means is they've been broken up for a while that they're just now announcing it. So she's ready to date. That's when they announce it, that means they're ready to see other people.
Yeah, I don't know that that's the case.
Yeah,
try it. Prove me wrong.
In what regard?
Slide into her DM.
I can't. You can't just slide into someone's DM.
You can give it a shot. You can send her one.
Unless they're following you. They don't see it.
Unless they're looking for it.
Okay.
How do you know she didn't follow you?
I don't think she does.
Send her a picture. Maybe she'll start following you.
I'll send her a video of me snorting a condom and be like, hey, look how cool I am.
No. Don't call her Channing Tatum DeJuan, though, or whatever you called her.
I'm not trying to. No, stop it.
Oh, dear.
Well, yeah, so that happened. Amy was surprised, but Lunchbox wasn't.
No, I'm not surprised at all. They started out, he was not very famous. She wasn't very famous. They're just kind of getting their career started. He becomes super famous. He's like, I'm not going to wait my time with this girl that no one knows.
Okay, that is not what happened.
It happens all the time.
And how do you know? Then why haven't you done this to your wife?
I'm not their level yet. I'm still kind of mediocre.
Yes, famous. So watch out.
I'm famous on a little level, but I could get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they'll reach a point where maybe you have to second guess your relationship if you get so famous?
Probably. I mean, let's see who else has done it. Wasn't Blake Shelton married and then he got super famous? All right, time to move on.
You mean...
But he was married to someone else famous?
No, to the first wife.
That's what I'm saying. She wasn't famous. See ya.
I don't know that's the case.
In my eyes, it's the case.
Who else? Who else? Go ahead, your eyes.
Gwen Stefani.
Okay, same.
But she was with Gavin Rossdale, right?
Yeah, but she's way more famous than him. Got rid of him.
I don't think that's a good comparison, though.
What's Gavin Rossdale doing now? Collecting alimony from Gwen Stefani because she's making big bucks.
You don't
bucks.
Even know that's true. You're just saying words at this point.
He said okay. Rossdale.
Go ahead.
Google him and find out what he's doing.
He's leading Bush.
Yeah, he's the lead singer of Bush, man.
They're not around for the Raging Idiots next year.
No, Glycerine was in 1992, guys. Yeah. Come on.
Okay.
Who else has been married and gotten rid of their other person?
You said everybody, so
well, I'm trying to think of other celebrities that have divorced. And the one I'm shocked by, I'll give him that, is Matt Damon. That girl was a bartender. And he married her and they're still together. That blows my mind.
Why? Like, why can't two people just fall in love because they're two people?
I can't believe that. It's just crazy to me.
It is pretty amazing that she was a waitress
she was
or whatever.
A single
and that's
mom
how
bartender.
They met. I think
what's wrong with single mom bartender?
No, I'm saying,
nothing.
But Matt Damon,
I'm not saying what he's
you
saying.
You guys are haters right
whoa,
now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, I'm not. I'm saying, wow, that is awesome that he met someone there and then that they fell in love.
Maybe it's because they're not in the same industry and there's not competition.
Wow.
Or maybe, yeah.
That could be it.
Yeah, look at you two haters.
Wait, don't lump me with him. I'm saying it's cool
Amy,
that they
it's
met
okay
that
to be
way.
On
I'm
my
not,
team every once in a while.
I was and
thank
you lost.
Oh,
the race.
The race. The
oh,
running race.
That's true. Oh, you
yeah.
did.
Yeah. So on that note, well,
who else? Give me some other celebrities that have
divorced. No, you said everybody, so you didn't call everybody.
I nailed it.
Okay, thank you. Woo! The Bobby Bones
Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Fortnite's this crazy video game. It's like all the rage right now. And I guess kids... Yeah. Okay, so kids are playing it in school. And a teacher wrote the dude that created Fortnite. And was like, kids can't be playing this in school. So the creator put at the beginning of the game, Mr. Hillman says, stop playing in class.
That's funny.
So when you log on, like, I mean, some people, I guess, don't know who the teacher is. But some of the students are like, what? That's our teacher.
That's funny.
So pretty comical. So yes, save it for at home. Don't play it during school. Daddy fever is a thing. You heard of it?
Daddy fever. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Is it like cat scratch fever?
Ooh. No, but normally you just hear about women having baby fever. But if the men are the ones really craving a child, it's called daddy fever. And there's a growing number of men that are getting it, and they're pressuring their partners to have kids. Like, they're the ones saying it, not the women. And some are going as far as to replace birth control pills with baby aspirin, which is a little psychotic.
Well, turnabout's fair play. If I had a nickel for every time someone stuck a needle through my... No, I'm just kidding. That's never happened. That only...
It's like, what is that?
Amy snorted.
Okay, so let's say you're waking up and you feel like you just underslept. You did not get the rest that you needed. Some things that you need to do right away. Open your curtains. Boom. First thing you do.
Okay. But what about if you're us and it's dark outside?
Yeah.
This is for normal people, Bobby, not us. Right. But let's say you have the opportunity to get some natural light. It tells your body right away to stop producing melatonin, which will help, you know, you wake up. And then a cold shower, it really does work. I've been saying this for years. Hop in a cold shower. It makes you breathe faster, increases your oxygen intake, and speeds up your circulation.
And it also makes you miserable.
No, it doesn't. Before this show, I would say 3 out of the 5 days I take a cold shower. And get excited because Bud Light Orange is hitting shelves. Bud Light Lime, they've had a big sales drop over the past 5 years. So Budweiser's switching it up and busting out orange. And it tastes like a mix of Bud Light and orange soda.
Exploring a new citrus, I see.
Interesting.
Okay.
You can start seeing it in stores across the country. Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Yeah!
Bobby Bones.
Hey, there he is. Have a seat right there. Kevin Griffin from Better Than Ezra, everybody. Oh, yeah. Look at this guy. He's here.
You guys don't mess around. No. I walk in and you're live.
Yeah, you walk in, we're ready to go.
Oh, God.
By the way, let me say this real quick. Kevin's a friend of mine. He has Pilgrimage Festival. We're going to talk about that in 1 second. But you came up on the show because producer Eddie here saw you at the movies.
Hey, Kevin. Good to see
How
you
are
again,
good to
man.
See you, brother.
Good to see you.
And he said hi to you, and you know who he was, and he was offended.
Wait, at the movies?
Oh, come on.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Did you hear the segment?
No, I wasn't listening. No, okay. There is no feed out there.
Do you remember seeing me at the movies?
What, when? Yesterday?
No, it was a few.
Because I went to the movies yesterday. No, I went and saw Ready Player One. Oh.
It was a few weeks ago. I think we were watching Peter Rabbit. And you walked right by me. We were sitting on the same row, and you had popcorn in one hand and Coke in another. And I walked by. I'm like, hey, Kevin, good to see you. And you're like, hey, man. And kept on walking.
No, I said Bone Show.
No.
Oh, he didn't tell us that part.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yes.
See, he painted you as a villain, Kevin.
No,
and I said that's unfair.
I said Bone Show.
Eddie. He totally said.
Then I said, Kevin. Do you want some popcorn?
No,
he said, yeah, I do.
Kevin, you didn't offer me. God, man.
Wow.
Well, I just wanted to.
I thought
to,
we had a moment there in the low light of the movie theater.
Did you see Peter Rabbit?
I did.
You like it?
I thought it was amazing.
Really?
Yeah, I really thought they did a great job. It was funny, smart.
And
what did you think?
Eddie, I didn't see it. I don't have kids.
Actually, you don't have to have kids to go see this. It's got James.
Hey, can somebody fix this microphone? We have a big star in here. His microphone's broken.
I've got a rather flaccid mic stand right now.
Right.
Thank you. Is it better? Okay.
Kevin's here. Are you guys playing Pilgrimage? Are you?
I'm going to. I've got a solo album that's going to come out this fall.
You do?
I do.
How about that?
Well, the world has been waiting, Bobby. I know you've been waiting.
I have been waiting. I'm a big fan. Here's a little clip of Better Than Ezra. So you're putting out a solo record, huh?
I am.
Is this news?
It is news. Well, it's not really. We haven't done a press release or anything like that. But yeah, BMG, the fine folks just down the street, are going to put it out.
What kind of record is it?
It's... You know, it's me, my songwriting and my singing, but it sounds different from Better Than Ezra. It's going to be a little more spare and stripped down. You know, I listen, maybe you can hear some Ryan Adams, some Head and the Heart in it, some, you know, little Bobby Bones in there.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm actually in it. Singing
What's
background
that sound
vocal.
Like?
Yeah.
He's on the decks.
By the way, Kevin wrote this. You know that?
I did not.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. I like this one.
It was a good one.
What'd you write for Bare Naked Ladies?
I've written a lot of songs with those guys.
I'm a huge fan.
Odds Are, Gonna Walk, songs of the new album like Looking Up, Bringing It Home, Duct Tape Heart.
Look at you with all your songs. How are you how are you making the most money now?
Public appearances, Bobby.
Yeah,
I mean, mall openings, TGI Fridays, stuff like that. probably songwriting still. You know, it's just the gift that keeps giving.
You write every day?
I do. I'll be leaving here, going to my studio in Franklin, Tennessee, and summoning the muse, and hopefully she'll do that dance with me.
I rarely geek out on people, and every time I've seen Kevin in the airport, I've geeked out every single time. I'm like, hey, man.
It's kind of a moment. People are like, whoa, what's going on?
I'm like, do you remember me? I'm Bobby. And he's like, yeah, I've been on your show, and I've played the $1 million show with you.
That
was
a blast, by the way.
Oh, thanks, man. That was for me, it was cool to be able to play those songs.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Bobby
was
excited.
It was very cool. I got a lot of likes when I posted us together on Instagram.
That's what I do. I have a bunch of accounts, and I go like all your pictures.
It's nuts.
All right, so Kevin's here because on Friday of last week, tickets went on sale to the Pilgrimage Festival. So what is your role in this? You're a founder, partner. What's that mean?
Well, so Friday and the day after Thanksgiving in 2013, I took a run from my house out a mile from my house, and I found myself out at Harlansdale Farm in Franklin, Tennessee. And I was like, oh my God, this is the best setting for a music festival I've ever seen. And ran home, called a couple of buddies, out of breath. And here we are now about to embark on year 4 this September. It was really just an idea I had. And you know, I my partners grew up going to New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival down in New Orleans. And you know that. It's this multi-genre festival, showcases the best music, arts, cuisine, merchants of the Deep South, like New Orleans area. And I had this idea. I was like, wait a second. I'm in Music City, 16 miles from downtown Nashville, a mile and a half from I-65 in Franklin, Tennessee. And nobody's doing a festival like this. It showcases all the music of Nashville, and that was the idea, the DNA right there, and it's taken off.
I think Lionel Richie's playing. I'm going from memory here. Lionel Richie's playing it this year. Oh, you have the
poster, Chris Stapleton's. It was pristine, and I turned on your street, and I spilled coffee on this poster.
Oh, wow.
I
got to get a new one then,
right?
Huh?
Well, here you go.
I would keep the coffee-stained one.
Jack White, Chris Stapleton, Lionel Richie, Counting Crows. You know those guys?
I do. I got some good.
What's that? We need to talk off the air.
I got some great Adam Duritz stories.
Like, favorite band? That's my favorite band. Better Than Ezra.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, I'm a huge fan of Counting Crows.
Counting Crows are here. Bleachers.
We could just do a cappella greatest hits.
Do you know what you should do? You should come to my house and do the Bobby cast.
I'm down.
Because I would geek out. You think I geeked out on stage with you? Just wait.
Wait till he gets you in his house.
Yeah, right.
Kevin's playing at Kev Moe, Pete Yorn. I mean, this is Jillian Jacqueline. So it's a little bit of everything, huh? Like a little bit of all the awesome stuff.
It is, you know, because my whole thing is, you know, if you look at people's Spotify playlists or whatever playlists they have, it's not one type of music. It's kind of schizophrenic. It's all over the place. And I wanted a festival that reflected what people really do listen to. You don't listen to only country. Most people don't. You know, you've got some pop in there and some 80s hair metal, you know. And that idea is kind of resonated with a lot of people.
Amos Lee, come on.
Right?
Did you just go to my list and make a festival or what?
We got Dawes there too. And Hozier has a new album. I've heard the single that they're going to put out at the beginning of summer. That's insane. And then look, Chris Stapleton. And here's the deal.
New? I don't know him.
Yeah, he's an upstart, brash young guy. Kind of like Dan and Che, but not that
hairier.
Yeah, little, not as much epilation on the chest. Yeah, so Stapleton, and if you look on Justin Timberlake's tour schedule, he's off that weekend.
Now that's interesting you say that, because he's also, how is he involved in this though?
So,
because he headlined last year.
He's a partner.
Okay.
And
he's one of your buddies that you just called after your run?
You know what? I wish. I wish.
Oh, because that's what, when you said
become
that.
We've friends.
So I was picturing you being like, Yo, Justin.
I was
just on a run.
You know, I managed this artist named Nawaz, who's kind of like a Justin meets D'Angelo, New Orleans kid. He's on Capitol Records. And before he was signed, Justin's team at Villa 40 approached me about them putting out the album. And we had a great lunch at Pinewood Social. And towards the end, I was like, man, you know, I kind of saw an opening. I was like, you guys should come to Pilgrimage Festival. And both of them were like, we went. It was awesome. I was like, well, let's, Justin's moving to, you know, Leaper's Fork. Why don't you guys, you know, curate a stage or something? And that's how the dialogue started. And then we realized we had all these mutual friends, and just step by step, really natural, you know, JT and his team came in, and it's been really cool.
And so what you're saying is you don't know what he's doing at this time, but he could possibly be around somewhere.
He may be around somewhere near the festival this September 22nd, 23rd. Tickets are on sale. They're going fast. So I would suggest you go to pilgrimagefestival.com. Get your tickets for Chris Stapleton, Lionel Richie, Jack White.
Yeah, look at that. Chris Stapleton, Lionel Richie, Jack White, Counting Crows, Amos Lee, L. King.
She's awesome.
Pete, yeah.
The cool thing about doing these festivals is all the labels or managers, they send me the new singles and the new music. Like, the new L. King stuff is insane. It's great.
Got a chance to know her from Dirk's, because her and Dirk did this big song together.
Such a good song.
Well, thanks for stopping by, man.
And thank you, for the continued support.
Whatever you need from me. And I'm going to get you over the house. And
let's do the podcast.
We'll do the long form. I get gritty, though.
Really? Yeah. Just no holds barred?
No holds barred. And
do I cry usually? Do your guests usually
weep? Well, I'm naked when I do it. So
I'm going to bring my ukulele, and we're going to do ukulele partially nude Counting Crows review.
I'm into it.
I'm totally
down. You be
down.
Partially, I'll be fully. All right, Kevin Griffin, pilgrimagefestival.com, Stapleton, Lionel Richie, Jack White, so many others. Even just go look at the lineup. And thanks, man. We'll see you soon.
Dude, always. Thank you.
Kevin Griffin, everybody. Bam. Bobby Bones. What's on the agenda for today, Amy?
Going to Topgolf.
For your kids?
Yeah, well, and my husband, and then a couple of, like, two other couples, like a day date. But my kids are enrolled in some, like, golf camp thing there. So apparently now I need to brush up on my skills, because
I think this is your husband wanting to play golf and he's got everybody else involved. Like, that's really what I
100%.
Think.
100%. There's no denial, but I'm not going to be left out.
Amen to that.
Yeah. So bring it.
Lunchbox?
Oh, I'm taking a nap today. I'm going to take a long nap. I didn't get much sleep last night. I was up late.
Watching a basketball game?
Yeah. I had a soccer game, so I had to record the games. I had to watch the game after my soccer game. Whew!
You watch the whole game after the game if you have it recorded, and you don't just watch the last quarter?
Yeah.
Or half?
See where the NBA is going to start offering, like, the last 2 minutes of a game that you can buy online for like 99 cents?
Oh, I kind of like that.
Oh, that's cool.
So you have your card already uploaded into, if Twitter is the user or wherever.
Oh.
And a lot of people said the NBA is just deciding the last 2 minutes, so you get an alert going, hey, the last 2 minutes, the game's on between, you know, Cleveland and Golden State, so you can pay 99 cents and watch it.
That's kind of interesting.
Cool. I'll probably do that never.
Yeah. Never worry third.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
BobbyBones.com is our website. I don't know. I'm supposed to have some stuff happening today, but I am not feeling good.
Oh.
What were you going to do?
Well, Al Dean was coming to the house to do a Bobbycast. I don't know if I can pull that off.
Need me to fill in?
We were hoping you would invite everybody at your birthday party to do a Bobbycast.
There were too many people.
I know.
And two, I didn't even show anybody around my house.
No, you didn't.
I know. Stevenson got in trouble going up to your room. Did you know he went up there?
No.
Well, his sister told on him.
Oh, just go thumbs down.
Yeah, he made a poor choice. Well, we had a thing, like, if y'all, like, when we were driving over there, we just want to make sure they were on their best behavior. So Ben, my husband pulled out a dollar and was like, whoever, you know, behaves the best at the party gets this dollar. And so in the car ride home, we're trying to decide who behaved the best, because I thought they were both awesome. And then my daughter is like, Stevenson went into Bobby's room without Bobby knowing. Nobody had no permission, and he went and snooped around. And I was like, okay, Stashira, you get the dollar. You get the dollar.
Wow. I should do that with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, who gets the dollar today?
Because he needs to learn it. When you're a guest in someone's home, you don't go sneak into their bedroom.
That's a good point. You know what? I'm missing a lot of prescriptions.
Wow, check his bag.
Amy's sending them in to steal prescriptions. Okay, here's what you do. Go into the mirror cabinet in the bathroom and just grab them all.
Okay.
Yeah. Today the dollar goes to Mike D.
Oh.
Of course it does.
Of course it does. Yeah, Amy, you're right. Of course it does.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.